Welcome to Faurecia Talks.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to our next series of podcasts. Today, I have really the pleasure to introduce you to Elodie. Elodie, if I may ask you to quickly introduce yourself and tell us how was your journey to Faurecia, because it's very interesting and I'm sure that many of the students or young interns or apprentices will really enjoy it.
Okay, so hello everyone. My name is Elodie Gouron. I'm French. I'm 26 years old and I joined Faurecia almost 3 years ago. So I did a master in mechanical. I'm a mechanical engineer. So in 2018, I finished my master and I started the VAE in Braganza as a FESNP engineer. So for 6 months, I was in Braganza. I learned a lot about FES. And then I moved to the US in Glaston, close to Indianapolis. And I stayed there for 18 months. I was part of a bending UAP. And this is how I learned a lot, to be really part of a team and part of a UAP. I finished my VAE end of 2020 and I arrived here in Czech Republic in January. And now my current position is a FESNP coordinator. So I'm taking care of the complete FES system in Bakov.
Okay, so if I may, I will have a few questions on your way because your traveling is impressive. What was maybe at the beginning? What was your, why did you decide it to leave France? What was the main driver?
So since I'm a kid, I want to travel. So even when I was studying at my engineering school, I really tried to travel. Mm-hmm. So I did the first exchange in Shanghai. So I studied one semester in Shanghai. Then I studied one Erasmus, one semester in Madrid for 6 months. So I learned Spanish there. And at the end of my studies, I really wanted to continue with this kind of mindset, to travel, to discover other culture, other languages. So I decided, okay, at the end of my study, I will do a VAE. And then I wanted to be in the industry, and especially in the automotive industry. And I found this opportunity of VAE in Portugal. So this is how I started the journey with Faurecia.
Well, we as in Faurecia and especially in Czech Republic, we are very used to have VIEs. Mm-hmm. That's how we call them. But maybe can you just briefly explain what does it mean to be VIE?
To be VIE for me means you're a young engineer in Faurecia, mm-hmm. usually, or young from like master degree, and this is a good way to start a career. So you're traveling first, so you're really in out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. This is what I liked very much, and so you're learning, and it gives you the opportunity to discover a new job in a new country in a new company.
Okay. And this program is financed by French government, right? There's a specific program.
Yes.
But just to mention to also our Czech listeners, also Czech students can apply for VIE, but it means that they will have to travel to a different country.
Absolutely. Okay. And this program was created by French government. So for all the French companies that are working abroad, you can work for these companies, and all the people from European Union between 18 and 28 years old can apply for this position, for a VAE position.
So you mentioned that you like to be out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
How was your arrival to Czech Republic? Was it the same out of control zone?
Yeah, completely. It was my first time in Czech Republic, very first time. I arrived here in January. It was snowing like hell and I come from south of France, so I would say it's not something that usual for me, and it was the COVID period. Mm-hmm. It is still, but back at the time we had the curfew, so everything was closed after 9 p.m. All the administration building were closed, so it mm-hmm. was kind of difficult to arrive here, to know no one and to start a new life. But it was really It was just great.
I can imagine. So perfect timing for the start. So how was your start? Because you mentioned that you are in position of F&P. Again, it's one of the shortcuts that we use a lot. Everyone knows, but what is F&P? What it means?
Forest Excellence System and Productivity.
Okay.
Long story short, it's lean manufacturing in Forest, yeah.
Okay. But how was your integration when you started in Bakov? How did it went? Because I assume it had to be quite difficult to get used to be on the new place, to get used to be in the new country.
Yeah. New position.
New position. New culture, new environment.
Yeah, it was kind of tough at the beginning for me also to understand the dynamic of the plant. So for me to integrate myself in a new team and not the opposite. So how I did, I really started to work with the FES team to be first integrated in the FES team. And then we had a pretty good work relationship at the very beginning, so they really helped me. So they didn't care that I was young, they didn't care that I was French, they didn't care I was a woman, they were just like, okay, great, you know many things about FES, we know many things about FES, let's share it, let's share this knowledge. So this is my first time, my first step, sorry. And then with the management team, I would say it was step by step. I was really trying to understand their issue and to try to help them to solve the issues. So that's how we started to create this dynamic.
You mentioned two things that are very interesting. You said they didn't care I'm French. So how is your Czech doing?
Czech is quite tough. I have 2 hours of Czech lessons per week. I don't speak German, so I know that the people that speak German, it's kind of easier for them.
Okay.
I do speak Portuguese and Spanish. I even speak a bit of Chinese, but I do not speak the word of German. And I'm learning the Czech.
Okay, but my comment would be the highest admiration to anyone who's trying to learn Czech, because it's very difficult.
It's feasible,
I would say. It's feasible,
it's slow, very slow for me to learn. But it's feasible.
Okay. So thank you very much, and really my admiration. And then you said one other thing. You said they didn't care I'm a woman. Do you think it's specific to be woman attached to those, I would say, technical positions connected with really the business?
I would say that in Czech Republic, I noticed that we are very few women. So the first step that I was explaining, to be integrated in the FES team, was kind of easy, and they really helped me to integrate the management team, because at the beginning of the year we were, well, even now we were only 2 women in the management team.
So
it's not that it's a blocking point, but it's just now I can feel that with the other woman in the management team, we have this sometimes, we can understand each other.
Connection,
yes.
Okay, understand. The topic of diversity in Forestia is very crucial, and I know we are challenged a lot in terms of the percentage of women generally. Just to let you know, right now we are tackling like 27% of M&P population of women, but we are constantly trying to improve this ratio. And I know there are a lot of initiatives going on in Czech Republic and worldwide as well. Have you been through some training, or has Forestia helped you to integrate yourself, to be more comfortable on the position?
Yes, I did participate to one excellent training that is called Young Talented Woman. I did it in July, so at the very beginning of my journey in Czech Republic. And it was just awesome. So it was an external company that was doing this workshop for women in Forestia. And we were different women across the globe, really. And we were exchanging about our experiences, our fears, our feelings, and our ambitions also. And it was just great to share this experience with them.
Wow. So good to hear that. Good to hear that we have something to offer. And I assume this training has a different stages, so you might continue with this training with for some other.
Yeah, so this training was specifically created for young women as me, like starting the career. And then they have a second step for women that already have a good and strong background, like around 40 years old, and then that they want to really go to the next step, really higher. So this will be later on for me.
Okay, so the content might be a bit different as well. Okay, in terms of culture, I know, and for me, this is the question I usually ask any foreigners coming in the country. How would you describe Czech culture in terms of Faurecia? Because it must have been quite difficult for you also to integrate. So how is it from your perspective?
I would say that the first impression was that the Czech people were kind of cold and tough. So I lived in Spain, so there is more like, oh yeah, how are you? Even in south of France, it's really like that. So the first impression was like that. Also, it was COVID, and it's still, but it was like crazy COVID, and in Czech Republic at the beginning of the year, it was kind of
Very serious.
Yeah, serious. So I could feel this distance. And I would say now that you need to know people, so they let you in the personal bubble. Okay, let's talk about family, let's talk about holidays or personal topics.
Okay, so it helped you.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay, thank you very much, Elodie. And for me, it's also very interesting to understand what will be your next path, your next journey, because the podcast and the videos we do are about journeys, are about Faurecia journeys, about journeys to Faurecia. What's the next plan for you? Which country out of the comfort zone is coming?
The country, I don't know yet. I mean, I really like Asia, to be honest with you, but I enjoyed a lot my experience in the US, like I loved it. Same in Spain, in even if it was not for with Faurecia, and same in Portugal. So I would say keep all the option open. For example, I'm here in Czech Republic. like 2 years ago, I couldn't imagine this, you know, like I couldn't have imagined this. So in terms of geography, I don't know, I'm open just to any kind of opportunities. And then my target, my personal target is one day to become plant manager.
Great.
So I want to stay in operation, and I guess I will be UEP manager and then deputy plant manager, and then if I can, plant manager.
Wow. So left and right, the journey is up.
Yeah.
Career is up.
Yeah.
The journey is up. So great to hear that. Would you have any advice for the new potentials coming to the company, joining Faurecia? Anything specific you need to know to be successful?
I guess it's to believe in you, because when you go out of your comfort zone, many times you're thinking, oh, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I will not fit with the position. And this is something we shared with the women that were participating to the training I did. Just believe in yourself. That's what I'm trying to do. And this is how I'm trying to improve myself also.
Thank you very much. I think you are a perfect example of the great energy and spirit that we share in Faurecia. It was a really pleasure to have you here. And I hope to see you soon on your career journey up for sure.
Thank you, Lenka.
Thank you very much for listening. And we hope to see you soon with other podcasts.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Faurecia, inspiring mobility.